Now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, A Proposed Solution to a Serious Problem. There was a revolution in the ranks that spring. Poor Sparky was having all kinds of trouble with the members of his club, the Grand Order of the Glorious Knights of the Mystic Secret Circle. It seems some of the club members wanted new baseball uniforms and others didn't want to spend the money. Sparky, being the president of the club, was right in the middle. He was expected to come up with a solution, but how to do it? Well, that's something else again. Come join us, Sparky and I, and the mayor, are talking over the problem in the living room of our house.
Oh, me, what a mess. Half the guys in my club want to take money out of the club treasury to buy new baseball uniforms, and the other half don't want to spend the money, but they all agree that our team needs new uniforms. And everybody's resigning. Everybody's resigning from the club because nobody is willing to do what anybody else wants to do.
Well, now, lad, if there's anything your old mayor can do to clear up this here mess for you, you know I'll be more than glad to help out. It's just like I've always said. I love the kids of this here grand and glorious town of ours, and I'm glad to do what I can, whatever it is.
Well, there is something you can do for us, Mayor.
Like I've been saying all along, lad, there ain't nothing too good for the kids of this here town.
Well, Mayor, I'm sure glad to hear that you feel that way, because there is something you can do.
Well, I'd do anything for the kids of this here town. Give them the shirt off my back if they wanted it.
Better look out, Mayor.
Well, Mayor, we don't exactly want the shirt off your back, but our baseball team does need uniforms. How about you sponsoring our team and buying us the uniforms we need?
Reed, there ain't nothing too good for the kids of this here... What'd you say, lad? What was it you said about me buying the uniforms?
I said, how about you sponsoring our team and buying us new uniforms?
Well,
Mayor, what'd you get yourself into?
Well, you see, lad,
Sparky, you'll have to understand, Mayor Plumfront can't possibly sponsor your baseball team and buy uniforms for you.
But Johnny just got done saying that nothing was too good for the kids of this town. He'd do anything for them.
Well, lad, what I meant was I'd do anything for you as long as it don't cost me any money.
it wouldn't cost much money to buy baseball uniforms.
Why, certainly it would cost money, Sparky, and the mayor can't afford to buy that many baseball uniforms.
Well, look, Big John, we've only got 14 guys on our team. All the mayor would have to do would be to buy 14 uniforms.
Well, that's just it, Sparky, but there would be more than 14 uniforms that the mayor would have to buy.
No. No, there are only 14 guys on our team. 14 guys, plus Buddy, my dog, who is the mascot, and Brian doesn't wear a uniform.
Yes, I know that, but there are other kids in the neighborhood and in the city besides the ones in your club.
See, lad, if I sponsored your baseball team, then the rest of the kids in this here town of ours, they'd think that I should sponsor their teams, too.
That's right, Sparky. The Alta Vista Avenue Athletics would want the mayor to buy uniforms for them, and the Gas House Street Gorillas, and just goes on and on.
Yes, then the girls would see to it that I was buying the uniforms for the boys, and they'd come after me to buy uniforms for their kickball and volleyball teams, and then the next thing you knew, the men would be after me to buy shirts for their bowling teams, and the ladies would be after me to supply things for their bridge clubs. It cost me $1 million at least.
That's right. $1 million easy. No.
And $1 million isn't easy to come by, lad. You know that.
I guess you're right.
So you understand, don't you, Sparky, that the mayor couldn't buy uniforms just for your team and refuse to buy for the others?
No, I guess not.
Oh, lad, believe me, I couldn't. I'd lose all my votes. And I like being the mayor of this grand and glorious town of ours, you know.
Well, how am I going to solve my problem? I have to figure out a way to get uniforms for the club team, and fast, before everybody in the club resigns.
Why couldn't you ask some of the merchants in the neighborhood to sponsor your team?
Hey, that's a good idea. Big John, good. Oh, hey, great. What do you think of that? Hey, will you drive me around town until we can find a merchant who would be willing to sponsor the team?
Sure, I haven't got anything else to do. Okay, by you, Mayor?
Lead the way, Buster. I'm right with you.
Well, then, come on. Our first stop will be Krausmeyer's Butcher Shop. Boy, I guess you see it now. All our baseball uniforms with Krausmeyer's Butcher Shop, printed across the back. Of course, with a name like that, it might go around to the front, too, because some of our kids are pretty little. There's a parking space right in front of Krausmeyer's Butcher Shop, Big John. Just pull in there.
Exactly what I'm doing. Please don't tell me how to drive. Here we go. Krausmeyer's Butcher Shop. Yeah, that will look pretty fancy on the backs of your baseball uniforms, lad.
Sure. And then on the backs of each uniform, they'll want something else, too. Like on the back of Rapid Ears uniform, they could have choice meat. On the back of Maxie Finster's, they could have fresh sauerkraut. And on Charlie Klammerding's could be delicious boiled ham.
Ooh, those little messages will look delicious. Yeah, they will. Well, are we going in or are we just going to sit out here and talk? Come on.
Sure, sure, sure. Come on, let's go in.
All right, now, wait till I squeeze out of here. Oh, there we go.
I see Mama and Papa Krausmeyer in the butcher shop. Mama's waiting on a customer. What's that Papa Krausmeyer's doing?
It looks like he's putting panties on the lamb chops. Well, come on, let's go in.
Yeah, okay, come on. Hi, Papa Krausmeyer.
Well, hello, Sparky. How's you today? Ark went to Mayor and Big John, Pete Gates.
Well, hello, Sparky. Mayor Plumfunk, Big John, just a minute after I finish, Miss Blackster, I wait on you.
That's all right. No hurry, Mama. Just stopped in to talk.
Now, let's see, there be anything else there, Miss Blackster? Well, you did see that spare ribs is 76 and the pound of sauerkraut is 45 and the sirloin steak is $1.65 and pork chops is $1.02 and a pound of ham is $1.63 and that would be, let's see, it's $5 and 51 cents. $5 and 51 cents out of 10. Yeah, here's your change, Mrs. Claxton. Dr. Shane won't come back again. Hope you enjoy your spare ribs and the sauerkraut. Goodbye. Now, what can I do for you, gentlemen? You have to excuse Papa. He's putting on the lamb chops, the panties.
You sound a little hoarse there. Have you had a cold?
Oh, yeah. Everybody in the neighborhood has had a cold. I'm surprised you didn't catch it.
Oh, we had it. We had it. And the mayor had it. I had it. Sparky had it. Everyone did. Yes, indeed. Well, we're feeling pretty good.
Mama Krausmeyer, the reason I'm here is because I was wondering if you and Papa Krausmeyer would like to sponsor my baseball team.
Sponsor the baseball team? What's that mean? Do you mean that I want to play the shortstop or the fullback, maybe?
No, Mama, no. Not like that. Uh-huh. It means, would you like to buy uniforms for our team?
Buy uniforms? Do you need money?
Yeah. You see, then all the uniforms will have the name of your butcher shop on the back of them. It'd be good advertising for you.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah.
Sure. And on top of that, Mama, every time our team plays a game, the name of your butcher shop will be in the paper when they put in the scores.
You mean like maybe today the baseball game was won by the Krausmeyer's Butcher Shop Venus? Was 6-0, where you can buy fresh ground beef, 60 cents to pound, or something like that?
Well, something like that.
Yeah, that sounds good. How much do the uniforms do you have to pay there? How much?
Well, about $15.
$15? And here you is. There's $15. You can buy the uniforms.
Hey, wait a minute, Mama. You'd have to buy 14 uniforms.
14? Oh, my goodness. You mean 14 uniforms times $15? Now, let me see. That's $210.
That's right, Mama Krausmeyer. Only $210.
Only $210, the little boy says. Sparky, we would have to sell a lot of spare ribs and sauerkraut to make that much money, that $210.
Yeah, I get it. Does that mean that you won't sponsor our team?
Well, I tell you what, Sparky, Papa and me, we would like to, but $210, that's a lot of money.
Mama, I was listening to you and Sparky talking, and Sparky wouldn't do any good. We could buy one uniform there for the team.
Well, I don't know. We have 14 players, and we all need uniforms.
Well, lad, maybe you could get 13 other merchants out here in the suburb to buy uniforms, and then you could call your team the Cheviot Merchants, you know.
That's an idea.
I tell you what, Sparky, you can get just 12 other merchants to buy the uniforms for your team, and Mama and I will buy 2 uniforms for you, for the team. I will buy one, and Mama would buy one. Is that okay there, Mama?
Yeah, that's just okay.
That's a good idea. Come on, Big John, let's go around to the other stores and see if we can get 12 others to buy uniforms for the team. Yeah, boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Well, it's like the good old American system of free enterprise at work. Enterprising Sparky and the enterprising mayor. Capitalistic Mama and Papa Krausmeyer, and I don't know what that makes me. I just couldn't get in the act at all, except, well, I drove the getaway car. Yes, that's the way they began to raise funds for their baseball uniforms, and if you'd like to find out if they have success all the way through by getting the complete team equipped, you better tune in tomorrow.